This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli airstrikes in central Gaza killed at least 35 people overnight at a United Nations-run school known as UNRWA that was sheltering displaced Palestinian families. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
An Israeli strike on a school in central Gaza has killed more than 30 people. The Al-Sadi school was sheltering displaced Palestinians. Israel claimed Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were using it as a shelter. Over 20 women and children were killed in the attack. In the morning twilight, emergency workers wheel out a dead body on a stretcher from the ambulance. Later in the day, mourners gathered around the various bodies laid outside the hospital. A young girl no older than 10 or 11 quietly peels off the blanket from one of the bodies. She lays a gentle kiss on the head of one of the corpses. The strike in central Gaza came after the Israeli military announced a new ground and air assault. I'm Karen Shamas.
A small number of U.S. World War II veterans, all in their late 90s and early 100s, returned to Normandy, France, 80 years after the largest invasion in history. VOA's Cain Farabaugh reports.
Okay. Dick and Dot Rung are enjoying a long-lived retirement in Carroll Stream, Illinois. Rung says he welcomes the outpouring of support and attention for the veterans from all nations, like him, who served in World War II. As Rung gathered with scores of veterans in a memorial service, he realized opportunities to participate in moments like this, for him, are dwindling.
I said, Dad, my wife, I said, this is the last time.
Rung hopes when he can no longer attend, the markers of white that neatly line U.S. military cemeteries across Europe will continue to carry a message by what they did here 80 years ago. Cain Farabaugh, VOA News, Colville-sur-Mer, France.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our